The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk, and on this International Women's Day, news that five London and Essex-based elite sport clubs joined together to form an elite women's sport partnership. London Pulse are part of this, and Sam Bird joins us now. Sam, first of all, early days, but how have you seen the importance of being associated with Flyhawk?
Yeah, it's been really good on a number of levels. Steph is a really good person to work with in terms of just having a good, strong relationship. And she's a very talented and creative person. But the product itself is really, really lovely. Our players love the kit. We all do. And I think our fans are enjoying the kit. And there's lots of sort of genuine wearable kit for people to wear and enjoy. So it's been a good start, and we're really enjoying working with Flyhawk generally.
Excellent. On this International Women's Day, the news that five London and Essex-based elite sports club have launched an elite sport partnership. So
yeah,
this is what we're after really, isn't it, in the long term?
Yeah, it's been quite a long time in the planning, probably well over 6 months now, and we are obviously really excited about it. It's really important that other female professional sports sort of come together to support each other. And it was interesting when the sort of first initial calls, I'm obviously so old now that I've been around forever, that there were a few people on
the call.
There were people on the call from other sports, like Danny Warren, who's at Sunrisers Cricket, that I knew from another life. And there's some just very, very strong women engaged in the promotion of those professional women's clubs as well, cricket, football, as you know, and basketball. And it just makes sense to us to sort of share that platform, try and create some integration between those sports, and just really keep that sort of encouragement of women to take part in any sport that they're interested in. It doesn't matter if it's not netball, but just to be active and healthy, and then to support women's sport by coming to watch, whether that's our sport or another. So it makes sense on a number of levels to collaborate.
It's that working together that's going to benefit everybody in the long term.
Yeah, I think it's a big thing about just shifting the culture a little bit. As you know, lots of women take part in sport. There are a lot of women that play netball that wouldn't then think to support netball by coming to watch or taking part or even get involved to become an umpire or a scorer or a reporter. And that's true, I think, across women's sports generally. So I think anything we can do to empower women and encourage them to be part of the sport, you know, even if you're not going to be the next Nat Hathornthwaite or the next Hallie Addio, you can still really enjoy the sport, you can still really contribute to the sport, and you can come and enjoy the sport for what it is. So we'll be looking to trying to help those partners within the partnership to increase their numbers of participation and fan base as well.
In the past you've worked with people like Nia as well, so it's just having that activity and having lots of different options there, keeping women active, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. And as you know, you may recall, we've set up a multi-sport academy as well at London Pulse, where we are working with Sunrisers and West Ham and some of the partners involved in this partnership, where we take turns to deliver those sports to the young girls within our multi-sport program. And that also ties in with our philosophy that, you know, you ultimately just want girls to be active and enjoy sport, and it's in everyone's interest to find the right athletes for the right sport, and they may excel it in more than one as well. As you say, we've got a few athletes in the Super League that are highly talented at more than one sport, and that's what we really want to encourage. So we see the collaboration as a real positive.
West Ham ladies are in there as well, obviously part of the partnership. They're over the road at the London Stadium. So I needed to ask you anyway, were they always your WSL team?
They've been brilliant to work with, and we've hooked in with West Ham ladies, firstly without the partnership because they're on Olympic Park, and that they've got some really good people involved with the women's team. It's a bit strange for me because I support Arsenal, but as far as the Olympic Park, as far as the my professional relationship on Olympic Park, we found West Ham and Aidan Boxall in particular to be absolutely fantastic to work with, and we're certainly looking to link in with West Ham to do a lot more collaborative activities, particularly once we're out of lockdown and we're on the Olympic Park. We're looking to try and do some shared activities between West Ham Women and London Pulse, particularly next year, and hopefully other businesses and other partners based on the Olympic Park as well. So that particular relationship is very exciting for us, and I'm really excited to see how that develops over the next couple of years.
How about the support of the universities, obviously London Stadium, the London Legacy Development Corporation, over that time and their importance in not only this partnership, but just over the last year?
Yeah, they've been really good with us as well. We've had to work quite hard on and getting to know who those key stakeholders are on the Olympic Park, which has been a bit of a challenge through lockdown. But for example, we couldn't have had better support from the Copper Box Arena during lockdown that have opened up specifically to enable the Super League team to continue to train. And we've developed some really good relationships with businesses across the Olympic Park, the Stratford Hotel, some of the smaller businesses there that we want to drive business to as well, so that we are helping support other businesses on the Olympic Park. And that's really what the Olympic Legacy is about. It's about really turning Stratford and East London into a vibrant place to live and work and play elite sports. So we're happy to be part of that, really, and to help drive that.
I was pleased to see as well the partnership with Knights continues as well, and Sam, the partnership with Knights goes from strength to strength. The partnership as well with Jamal joining as an umpire?
Yeah, so we've welcomed Jamal to come and umpire at our sessions. Source of arose out of conversation I had with Gary Burgess, and you will have known when the umpire roster came out for the Super League, there were quite a few comments about the fact that the umpires were white and weren't really representative of any ethnic minorities in this country and or any mixed heritage. And instead of just whining about it, I phoned Gary and said, OK, this is obviously a bit of an issue. London Pulse's philosophy is to encourage diversity. What can I do? And he then mentioned Jamal, who is also a Knights men's player, and actually said, look, he's a really talented umpire as well as a talented player. And I, off the back of that, spoke with Jamal and asked him to see whether he was prepared to take the dreaded COVID tests every week in order to be able to come into training to umpire. And he's taken up that opportunity. So that's worked really well. And to be fair to Gary, he's offered to mentor Jamal as well and to give him some help and support on his career. So I think that's sort of an example of what we're trying to do at Pulse, really, is not just to whinge about things that aren't quite right yet or things that aren't perfect, but actually take some positive action to try and make a difference. And in terms of our younger athletes in our pathway, when we have our inter-hub play days, a lot of the kids will be required to umpire during those play days, so they get used to umpiring. And as you know, we have a wonderful mix of ethnicity and diversity in our pathway. So we're hoping that encourages some younger athletes to take up umpiring as well, that might pursue that as a career if they don't want to pursue playing as a career.
What have you made of some of the scores so far?
The scores? quite painful from our point of view. But I think in terms of how the Super League looks and how it's being presented, I think England Netball have done a great job in terms of how the game is looking and presenting on YouTube and on Sky. We personally miss fans. I hadn't realised how much I would miss fans being at matches, and it's quite a strange atmosphere playing without fans there. From London Pulse's point of view, we've had a couple of games that we've narrowly lost, and we'll be looking to try and make improvements to ensure we come out the right side of those tight games.
Storm was close, wasn't it?
It was really close. Storm was close and Sirens was close. And to be fair, they were last year. We came out the right side of those games last year and on the wrong side of them this year. I still think there are teams that are very strong in the league, and there's still an issue, I think, of, you know, maybe four or five teams that are looking very strong and then another five or six teams that are looking of similar ability. But I think as the league develops and as coaches start to analyse the opposition, I think you'll get some really good matchups as we progress through the league, and hopefully some of the teams that are towards the bottom, including Pulse, will take a few scalps as the league progresses.
Still a relatively quick turnaround between games. How are you finding it? How are the players finding it?
We've had three single header games so far, but there's just no getting away from the fact that for a 48-minute match, you're looking at, you know, a 10-hour round trip, and it's draining. You know, it's draining for everybody. You know, we're not the only team that's travelling a long way, but there is no question that it affects the ability to perform. You know, if anyone will know, if they've sat on a plane for 5 hours or a bus for 5 hours, you know, and they get off, it's quite difficult to then be as sharp as you would be if you weren't doing that. So I think that is an issue. We are lucky, however, that obviously the second part of the league will be played in London. So I anticipate that will help some of the more southerly based teams in terms of that performance as well. So it's tough, but that said, the players obviously been delighted to play. Every player wants to play matches, and we've played three now. We've got a doubleheader coming up this weekend, which will be our first. Ultimately, the players want to play because they spend a lot of time training and working hard, so they want to play. And I think we as a club have really enjoyed playing the first three games and just enjoyed competing again at such a good level.
Lightning next. Did that bye week come at the right time?
For us, it didn't. It was okay. I suspect for other teams, I think we're probably the only team. It's just the way the fixture list has played out that we haven't had a doubleheader yet. So we were actually okay, ready to go. But I think just even having a break from the journey has been quite nice. Yeah. Just to have a weekend off, and it's meant we can do extra training. And the players can spend longer sort of recovering. And I think there's an expectation of excitement as we go into this doubleheader, and we're looking forward to taking on that challenge and having time together overnight in the hotel and just having a bit more time in with the team as well. So we're really looking forward to it. It's we've got Lightning and then Dragons. So an exciting weekend ahead of us.
Brilliant. Sam, Pulse, part of that five London and Essex-based elite sport club, just been announced an elite sport partnership. Thanks again for your time.
Thanks, Andy. It's always good to speak to you. Thank you.
Thanks, as always, for your support. Back, as always, throughout the week. And you can always send us a DM with your news from your club at The Netball Show.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.